The room was bright white, with a very clean and sterile feel. The efficient nurse had come in and hooked me up to a fetal monitor. I was halfway through my pregnancy and was excited because this was the doctor's visit that would tell us if I was carrying a boy or a girl. The nurse suddenly had a scowl on her face, looked up at me trying to smile, and hurriedly left the room. Was wondering what that was all about, when I noticed there was no baby's heartbeat coming from the fetal monitor. It's been 21 years, and tears are streaming down my face as I write this. The feeling of a giant hole being punched into my heart when the doctor came in to tell me that I had lost the baby is as fresh today as it was over 2 decades ago. The DNC was scheduled, and in great heartache and pain, I somehow managed to drive home to an empty house. Earlier that day, my husband had boarded a plane to Moscow, and to make matters worse, his travel companion was a beautiful young Russian woman who had knowledge of the area where they were headed, and she had arranged for them to stay with her family. Had to change my thoughts so I wouldn't dwell on his business trip. I looked at the baby's bedroom. We had just finished painting the room a lovely sky blue and sponged on white clouds to give the walls a heavenly effect. Just then the doorbell rang, and it was the baby furniture being delivered. I had to tell them to please take it back. There is no baby. I went to our bedroom, laid down fully dressed on the bed for hours, and I could not shed a tear. The weeping came later like a flood. For days I was numb, almost catatonic. Every day for over 4 months I prayed to God for a healthy baby and a smooth delivery. And it was not to be. I share my experience with you, heart dwellers, because we are having a healing event on Saturday, May 7th in Taos, New Mexico. We want to touch mothers and fathers in Taos and the surrounding areas who carry the pain and guilt of losing a child, aborting a child, or like myself, who have had a miscarriage. We want them to experience God's freedom through the healing room. We urgently need your helping hands, dear heart dwellers, to pray for these heartbroken parents, to heal them with God's love. Our hope for this event is to bring healing to women and men who carry guilt, shame, fear, and pain from the act of abortion, to bring awareness of the sanctity and value of life, for all women to see the honor and value in being a mother, to have all who are present to encounter the intangible presence of God's love. We also have a surprise raffle at the event, where we want to provide paintings done by heart dwellers to give to all who come. The theme of the painting should bring them joy about being a parent or bring healing to their hearts. So be creative, all heart dweller artists. If it's not too much to ask, we will take sketch, painting on canvas, or just paper. It doesn't have to be framed. Or you can send in your artwork digitally by email, and we will print it out. Just make sure the pixels are high resolution. And of course, you can always donate to help us cover the cost. Just send in your donation and note, Life from Light Event. If you can donate items, please mail to P.O. Box 1113, Taos, New Mexico, 87571. And if you are sending a picture of your artwork online, please email heartdwellersghana@gmail.com or lightofthewoods@taosnet.com. God bless you, dear family, and thank you for considering supporting this very needed healing event.